You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am your guest, your Sherpa, your host for the next hour. I'm Scott Sullivan. Most of you know me as Sales with Sully, and I am so thankful that you're joining us here for another hour of Mind Your Own Business. I have a guest with me today that I am so excited. This is one of those things, you know, we talk about this all the time about the busy schedules and putting together the trying to find a time to spend an hour together. And you know me, I'm willing to do it in the middle of the night or the middle of the day. I like bringing you information, and today is absolutely no exception. I have a lady with me today that I am so excited that she finally got time in her schedule to come and be a part of Mind Your Own Business. She's a I can't even begin to tell you all the C's that she is. She's a CFO, a CMO, a chief marketing officer. She's also the CEO and founder of a fantastic business called avisualbusiness.com, or what we like to say is like a visual. It is avisualbusiness.com. And of course, if you haven't figured it out already, I'm talking about the wonderful and talented Kristen Day. Kristen, welcome to Mind Your Own Business. And how the heck are you today?
Wow, that was so awesome. You could go on all day. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. It's nice to be here, and thanks for having me.
Well, we have been so looking forward to, as you and I have gotten to know each other a little bit over the last few weeks getting ready for this show. I know we've been having some schedule conflicts and trying to get everything, you know, worked out, because you are a very, very busy lady and in high demand, as they say. So why don't you take just a couple of minutes before we dive into the origin story, which all of my listeners know we like to talk about, and sort of how you got here and got your feet on this path. But why don't you tell us just a little bit about what a visual business is and what it's not, because I know that both of those are important to you, because there's a lot of things that you do, but there are also some things on that other side that says, hey, don't call me if, you know. So why don't you tell us a little bit about a visual business?
Absolutely. So I'm all about small business owners, because small business owners have a chance to have a footprint on the internet and compete with big box companies. And we need to do that by being more visible to our consumers through search engine optimization, paid ads on Google, and obviously you have to have a website in order to have those two things. That is what I am. I used to do some social media, and I did that because I felt a little bit desperate, I guess, starting a new business, which we'll talk about. So I am not a social media manager. That's just something that I don't enjoy. And I'm able to do what I want and what I love because I can. And that's so.
Well, I love that. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for that understanding. Now, but I want to caution everybody that's listening. So if you're listening to the sound of our voice today and you're going, well, wait a minute, I'm looking for a social media, I think I need social media. That's not to say that Kristen doesn't have resources, because I know she does, but she's just not the exact person that's going to manage that for you. But the resources that she has available for you are absolutely in abundance. So, okay, let's dive into the origin story. Let's talk a little bit about, how did Kristen Day find her way to becoming the internet marketing guru that you are, sought after by all of these business owners from all over the world? So how did you, I mean, I know this isn't a true statement, but most of our entrepreneurs don't wake up in the morning one morning and go, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to be an internet guru today. How did you find your path that actually this, you know, started out where you finally figured out, this is what I want to do and how I'm going to do it?
Well, you're right. I sure as heck didn't stumble out of bed thinking that I was going to start a new business. That's for sure. I was going to school full time and working a couple of different jobs back in Virginia. And I was going to college. Like I said, I became a professional student while working full time. And the college counselor came across me one time and said, you really kind of need to pick your path. And so I picked my path. I thought internet marketing sounded really cool. And I started doing it and fell in love with it. But now, mind you, I was still working my regular day job doing not internet marketing until I finished school. Then I started getting into internet marketing, working for corporate America. So I was going about my day, enjoying my job. And then my husband transferred down to Texas. And so I had to leave that corporate America job. And I was trying to get a job in Houston, big city north of us, not much north, but still. And just wasn't happening. They wanted, I guess, the young millennials fresh out of college, you know, didn't want to hire somebody a little bit older in age. And so I figured I was forced to start my own business. So hence A Visual Business was created and started off running. And it's been going on for 7 years now.
I know, it's fantastic. One of the things I failed to mention is the fact that you're also an author, and I have read some of your stuff, and I think it's fantastic. And one of the things that you say in one of your publications that I thought was so interesting is there's no way of knowing from a website or from the digital footprint on the internet whether you're a $1 billion company or a $100 company, because the consumer on the other end, there are $1 billion companies that look like a $100 company on the internet, and there are $100 companies that look like billion. I thought that was so brilliant, because that's exactly the truth. It is that perception of, you know, when we click on whatever, and it starts literally with typing in the URL. I mean, I love the stuff that you bring out that says, you know, picking the name of your company and picking your URL and picking how you're going to optimize that so that people actually see you. I think that's brilliant. I think that's a fantastic, piece of nugget I'm leaving right there in the stream, that's why you need to know Kristen Day, guys. This is why. If you're a small business owner, or if you're thinking about being in a small business or starting one, you want to lay out, you know, this kind of format. You want to understand the structure prior to buying that business license, prior to building that website. Have some thought process in it. And even if you're forced into entrepreneurship because of the economic times we're in now. So let's talk a little bit about that. How did that education come about? How did you find, you know, I mean, I know it's been over 7 years, but when you first started, I'm going to challenge you and say you probably weren't an expert, right, at the time. But how do you keep up with the technology, and how do you keep up with what's happening out there so that you can stay relevant and keep your business relevant? Not yours, but your client's business.
Well, that's very true. I sure as heck wasn't an expert when I first started, and I've changed different, you know, the paths that I've chosen through the years and finding out what I really liked. Because of course, when you go to school, you don't always practice that while you're going to school. And then now I had the opportunity to practice it and dive in deeper than I even did with corporate America. But it's all a matter of finding the industry experts, you know, other than of course yourself, to follow and to learn more. And you're constantly learning more, because like you just said, things change all the time. And especially with technology, it's constantly changing. And hello, Google, that's the king and queen of technology and changing itself. So it's so hard to keep up, but you just have to keep plugging in and doing the things right, the right way. And I know a lot of people hear about SEO and they don't understand it. But the catch is if you do things the right way always, then you're going to have better chance, and you don't have to worry about, you know, those quote black hat tactics. If you try to do things to trick Google, it's going to come out in the end. So it's just a matter of always doing the right things all the time, and you're just going to have a better chance of landing ahead.
That's true. Thank you very much for that. That's great information. So I want to talk a little bit about that, because when you started your business, I mean, Google is now, without any doubt, the 900-pound gorilla. I mean, you know, it's like we use Google as a verb, as an adjective. I mean, the word Google has just become, you know, so ingrained in our lexicon now that we probably barely go through a day without saying it a few times. So it's so bizarre to me, because, I mean, if you just go back, turn the clock back 10, 15 years, it didn't exist, or if it did, it was so insignificant nobody even knew. I mean, I remember my first, Netscape, when I was doing my first search and or using a search engine, which nobody knew what that was called. It was on a dial-up, and I would hear the modem in the background. You know, so it was like, so why? first of all, how do you navigate this now, the waters of Google, this 900-pound gorilla? You talk about SEO, sales, or search engine optimization. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that actually means, and why does it matter? And why does it matter to be on the, you know, top half of the first five pages or whatever? And how, and now, and then when Google changes, because now I know when I go to Google and I search something, I get that sidebar stuff, right? So how do I keep up with all of that? And do I need you just to be part of my life every day so that when people try and find me, they can?
Well, yes, you do need me to be part of your life every day.
All right. Sign me up.
I'm sure you'll be happy about that. But that's so quite a few things. You've like touched on so many different nuggets. So back to search being, you know, Google. So search is synonymous with Google because everybody uses Google, and there's nothing to blame for that because Google is the top ranked search engine, and it gets probably about a good 95% of the rankings, organic, paid, and et cetera. Back in corporate America, we would actually use about 80% of our budget for Google and 20% for Bing because there were still a lot of specific industries, more blue collar, that were using Bing. And so we would do that over there as well. I don't use any money on Bing. I use it solely on Google because I want to spend the money where most of the money is being spent. And sadly, and fortunately, that's on Google. Then you talked about what is search engine optimization. So basically, you have a website, just like a million gazillion other people out there that have websites. And there's only 10 organic search engine rankings for each search engine. So let's again talk about Google. So Google has 10 organic rankings and can have up to 10 paid listings. Obviously paid, you got to pay for it to be there. That's the pay per click part. And then the organic is quote free, but how are you going to get there? You're usually paying somebody to get there. And then of course they can be millions of pages. Well, it's all determined on the search query that you enter, which, like, if you typed in search engine optimization marketer or whatever, or search engine person who can do search engine optimization near me, it's going to pull those words. Google's going to find hundreds of pages of results in a matter of seconds. And then you start scrolling through there. Well, those people have to do work and have to have those words on their page. So going back to your other part, we're saying that there are so many websites out there, and you can have a billion dollar company looking like $100 website. This is why it's so important to have a quality website that not only looks pretty, and I hate to say pretty, but that it looks nice, that it's easy to navigate, that it has a lot of content, because content is value. So back to the question, sorry, we're bouncing around a lot. It's just so confusing. Search engine optimization is where you have quality content that's quality for the consumer, but put in a way that it's easy for them to read, but it's also easy for the search engines, i.e. Google, to read. And if it's easier for Google to read and it's easier for the consumer to read, you have better chances to show up in search. So if you're on page 10, you're likely never going to be seen. However, the competition is so huge, it's hard to get on page one and stay on page one. So if you ever search and find somebody that says, I do SEO and I can get you on page one, first of all, the question is, for what keyword? Well, I can do Kristen Wilson Day. It's my maiden name and my last name. And I'm going to show up on page one, number one. Well, duh. How many other Kristen Wilson Days are there? I can do a Scott Sullivan of Scott Sullivan and Associates. How many of those am I going to find? Well, it's going to be all about you. Well, of course I can get that on page one. So that's one thing. And then the other is, if they are thinking that you can get up there for SEO, if I can say you're going to get to page one for the term SEO, I would run. Because it's impossible to get there quickly. It takes at least 6 months to get quality longer tail keywords, which means a little bit more specific, not just saying marketing, but say marketing professional in XYZ Texas or something. The longer the keyword, the better chances you'll have to show up. But that also means you have to have those words on the page.
Okay, so I have a real quick question before you go on to the next part, because you've just opened up a box for me, you know, and I want to unpack that just a little bit. So if I don't have it, so let's say I don't have the word, nowhere on my page do I have the word marketer. And I'm just using this as an example. It's not a true statement, but it's just, so I have never used the word marketer in any of my content on any of my pages. Now, we're talking about the actual visual part of the page that everybody can see. We're not talking about some hidden back end side or anything else. Sorry, is that when you say in your content? Because I've also heard there's all kinds of like secrets behind the scenes that you, I'm not a web designer, so I'm asking you because you're the expert. It, you know, are you talking about on the page visible to the public?
To yes and no. So first of all, it should be.
Of course, it's yes and no.
right, because SEO is so simple. That's why everybody understands it. Said no one ever. So first of all, if you're a marketer, why wouldn't you have those words on your page visible to the consumer? But also, you're going to want to have it in the behind the scenes stuff. So I call it, you know, the SEO ninja, you know, mojo, the magic dust, which is really not magic. It's actually just doing the work, like the title tag and the meta description, which both of those things are not necessarily easily visible to the consumer. I can go to your website and tell you what your meta title is, or your title, SEO title and meta description is. But also, that's what actually shows up in the search engine results page. Those two things are the things that show up there. If you don't create that for each page, Google creates that for you. So it's imperative to have those keywords, the important keywords about that specific page on your website, and a unique one. And then of course there's the heading and the image tags, and that, which are the alt tags, and having it spaced out. So it's not just about throwing a whole bunch of keywords all over your website, but it's about the end user experience. If an end user has a hard time finding things on your website and they click that back button, it's going to tell Google, this wasn't what this person was looking for. So we're going to not rank this page as high for that keyword again.
Oh, wow. So how consumers navigate your page influences your ranking?
Yes, because think about it. The easier it is for the user to find what they need, the better it is for you, the website person. But it's also the better you're telling Google that you're providing the consumer what they wanted on your website. So the easier it is for them, the better. I say don't make your consumer work. You make them work, they're leaving. I mean, people are all about here and now. And if they can't find it in a couple of seconds, they're moving on.
Yeah, that's not, now you're sounding like my daughter. If she has two bars of cell service, it's a earth-shattering cataclysmic event that, you know, all of a sudden she, you know, it takes 4 seconds to load a post, Dad. What in the heck are you, got me in the boonies, right? Or what?
Right?
Exactly. Okay. All right. So that's interesting. Okay. So that just blew my mind. Okay. Now, I also have heard a rumor, and I need to debunk this. This is a urban legend that I need to find and ask my expert here. So I've got Kristen Day here as my expert. Are there secret ways of putting in information into a search bar that will give you better results? Because I've heard people say use a plus sign, use an asterisk, use parentheses on either side. I mean, are there secret ways to search in Google on a search bar that will give me better results of what I'm looking for, instead of just typing in, I am looking for a network marketer in Houston, Texas, you know, all of that, instead of typing it out in a sentence, are there easier, better ways?
Well, they're not really secret, but I think a lot of people do know them. But if you type in a keyword like marketer and you get the results and you realize, oh, this is not what I wanted, what are you going to do? You're going to add more keywords to it. So then I'm going to say marketer for, let's say, a plumbing company. And then you start getting some weird stuff. And then it's like, okay, marketing for a plumbing company in, like you said, Houston. So what I do is I put things in parentheses, and if you're putting them in, or sorry, quotes, if you put them in quotes, then it's telling them that you want that search result to end in that order. So like how to fly a kite. So if you type in how to fly a kite without anything, Google can come up with any of those words in any combination spread throughout whatever that content is. If you type it in quotes, how to fly a kite, It's supposed to, but Google's, you know, not always responsive, in my opinion. If you type it in parentheses, you can say how to fly a kite. It should be exactly in that order. So the search results should have those in that order. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. That's good to know. So the plus signs and the arrows and all that stuff doesn't make any difference.
It should, because I do it too. So like if I'm looking for how to fly a kite or where to buy a kite, and then I want to say in Texas, but it doesn't show me anything in Texas, then I'm going to put the little plus sign before Texas, because that's telling Google I want my results to show Texas. But you'll also look, when you look at the search engine results, at the bottom of those results, it'll have these are the required words that you wanted, but this one's missing. Like Texas is missing. So I can quickly glance at the bottom of that individual result, and it's telling me it's missing it. Like, you know, when you're searching for a person. So if I was searching for Scott Sullivan and there's like, you know, 500 of you, and I can't find you, and I know your middle name is Larry. Now, I don't know what your middle name is, but let's say it's Larry. I can type in Scott Larry Sullivan in even the brackets, and it's saying that I want only that word. Now, let's say you're a junior. It's not going to include whether you're a junior. So then now I want to use the quotes. So I'd say Scott Larry Sullivan in quotes, and it won't change the words around it. It shouldn't give me Larry Scott Sullivan. But it's still going to provide those results, but it's going to say at the bottom it's missing, or this is not the right order. So I think that Google doesn't always provide what we want, because remember, it's doing it in like, what, half a second?
Oh, I know. And it's scouring billions and billions and billions of pieces of information, which is just, it just still blows my mind. But that's what, the reason why I asked that question is because I've had guests, you know, over the years, and they've, you know, try and teach an old dog, you know, that whole scenario. And and it's just so funny though about, now the other thing too, is I wanted to find out, I'm going to ask this last question before we move on. And that is, can you narrow, or so there's a Scott Sullivan that is the CEO of this, and the Scott Sullivan who's a baseball player, and a Scott Sullivan. Can you then say, show me all the Scott Sullivans, but remove anything about baseball? Can you put in a minus and then baseball, or can you also do that? Because somebody told me that and said, look, you want to find somebody, but you don't want to talk about the race car driver. Just put in there minus race car driver.
That is also true. So the plus sign is saying you want this word, and the minus sign is saying you do not want that. So if I don't want to find, you know, an SEO person in Texas because I live in Louisiana, I definitely want somebody who's nearby for some reason, then you would put a plus in front of Louisiana, you put a negative in front of Texas, and the chances of that coming up are better than not putting it, because Google's just going to give you the top results. Now I'm saying I want the top results, but I want this over this. The other thing too is, just like you had mentioned a little bit ago, is saying the marketer. There's you also have to consider that Google is intuitive. So if you're saying marketer, it might also pull up something for marketing. So you also have to consider that is. And a little quick tip, you're talking about about these secrets, not necessarily secrets, is when I'm doing paid ads on Google, that is actually how I put in my keywords. So I have broad keywords, which are just the generic marketer. There's the parenthesis, or not the parenthesis, excuse me, the quote keyword. So I'm saying I want to find blue shoes. I don't want shoes that are, well, no, that's a bad example. So if you want something in order, then you would say like how to fly a kite. I don't want to buy a kite. I just want to know how to fly a kite. So then you have to put them in those quotes. And if you want them to be exactly the exact term, you use the brackets. So I even use those in my paid ads to split because I want them that way.
All right, slow down. It's okay. We still have half an hour. You can fill us in with all kinds of information.
I get so excited.
That is fantastic. So those are the nuggets that, so see, these are the things, this is why I bring experts like you on the show, because you have already just left these giant golden nuggets laying in the stream. All we have to do is go pick them up. So, and I know that's just a teeny, I know we've just barely scratched the surface of what you do, but I think it's so interesting that our listeners would want to know, and I may be, you know, I may be the total exception here. I may be the only person that's listening right now that doesn't know all of these. It's like the secret menu at In-N-Out. I had no idea that, you know, I'm like the guy who doesn't know that you don't have to look at the menu board in order. You can just order from, you know, the internet secret menu that says, oh, you want your hamburger this way? That's the way to order it. I'm going, okay. Right. Yeah, I'm always the last to know. Why is that? I mean, I'm so out of the loop.
I don't think you're as out of the loop as you think you are, because you have so much in there. You just might not understand it all. But there's, I mean, how can we know it all, right? That's why we have experts that we go to.
Well, that's why we have Google.
Right.
So, okay. So on top of all of the SEO stuff that you do, let's talk about then how you move forward. So if I have listeners that are out there right now that are either that young entrepreneur, or they're just thinking about starting a business, or they're already, you know, neck deep in their business, you know, what are some of the services that a visual business actually offers that you could then go in and say, these are the areas of expertise that I can help you with? Is it, you know, naming and branding and SEO, of course, but what are the things that you and your team and your company does to help these small to medium sized businesses get to the next level of success?
That's a great question. There's, like you said, the websites. I do consulting as well, search engine optimization, of course, and paid ads. But it's like we have to start somewhere. And usually it's, do you have a website? If you have a website, then let's check it out, because I don't want to send traffic to a website that's, and I don't want to say crappy, but remember that $100 website. So keep this in mind too, when you're building that website, if you're doing it yourself, that you don't want it to look like you're doing it yourself. So you want it to look like that. You want to look like that $1 million company. And how do you look like that $1 million company? By putting together a quality website and spending the time and the money you need to invest in what's going to be on the internet for God knows how long through the life of your business. So you want to make it look good. And it doesn't have to be perfect out of the gate, but you can always build on top of it. So you reach out to a company like myself, and you have, you know, consulting. We talk about what things need to be added to your website, or how do I start a website? I can build it for you. I can, you know, give you some pointers if, you know, you already got something going. And then I can talk about, you know, how do we optimize this website so that you can have that forever improvement on rankings for specific keywords that are important in your industry. And then there's the paid ads. And sometimes the paid ads aren't necessarily great for every company. It also depends on your budget. But, you know, and I hate to say this, but you got to spend money to make money. But, we're in business to make money. But sometimes you just got to figure out where we need to spend that money to help build the future, or we're never going to see it.
Right. So before we get off that subject, let's talk about this just for a second. So what I heard you say, and I just want to paraphrase this to make sure I'm listening actively and paying attention. I heard you say kind of in between the lines here is that planning on your website is just as important as execution, because sitting down at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday after you've worked all week, you know, at your regular job, and now you're trying to be an entrepreneur and trying to learn how to do a website, and then just kind of, you know, inadvertently or without intention, putting up some images and some content and everything else probably isn't the best way to have a industry that looks like a billion, or have a company that looks like a $1 billion company. So I think what I heard you say is, you know, put some thought and planning into it. What is the messaging that you're trying to get out to the public? What is it that you're trying to convey? And sometimes more isn't always better. Sometimes better is better, meaning you have 3 pages that are really, really good quality and content is better than 100 pages that look like crap.
I definitely agree that having 100 pages that look like crap is not good. I don't always agree with the more is not better. I guess it depends on the quality of the content. Some people say, oh, I just need one page. And it's like, no, you don't need just one page. You start with a home page that's got all this fluff. You have to tell your story. I mean, how do we relate to people, right? So there's your about page. And then you have your services pages. But think about it this way. Remember what I said, you have to make it easier for the consumer. And the easier it is for the consumer, the better. So if I offer 3 services, so website development, SEO, and pay-per-click, and I put them all on the same page, and you land on that page, but website development is at the bottom, are you going to necessarily scroll all the way to the bottom? Maybe, maybe not. But now I've just made you work to figure to find that. So that would be, let's create a page for each one. So then I'm going to have the pay-per-click page, the which is the Google ads. You're going to have the SEO page and then the website development page. So when you land on that website development page, what are you going to see? Just website development. So you have to consider those things too and keeping it easier. So navigation. And then of course, there's the typical stuff that every website has, like your contact us page, finding things in the natural order that you find them. You've got the logo in the upper left. So there's all the typical website stuff that's standard. You know, like when you open a phone, you expect to find certain things. You expect to find the numbers in the same order, like 1, 2, 3, you know, through 9, always in the same order, right? So that's the same thing with websites. There's certain things that every website needs to have. And those are those things that sometimes DIYers don't understand.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And now I understand what you were saying is about more is not always, I mean, less is not always better, because you, if you're not going to get all the way to the bottom of the page, it's easier to, the consumer is much more likely to go to the next page and just look at the top of that next page, which has the same information that was at the bottom of the other page. So they would have never seen it if they don't scroll down. I'm guilty of that too. If it doesn't look intuitive to go to the bottom of the page for something, it's like you never get there. You only see that piece of real estate that's being displayed on your screen. And it also depends on, you know, what screen you're looking at. If you're looking at it on a mobile version, on a laptop, on a big giant, you know, big giant screen that's on a like a second or a third monitor or something. So that, yes, I agree with you. I understand where that's coming from. Thank you for that. That's good information. Now, yes. Talk to us about then on your, when you're optimizing, you know, for your website, optimizing it for search and all those other things. How do you feel about, you know, images and videos and all the other things? Are you a content, meaning printed word dense, or are there pros and cons to either one of those? Because it seems like what we've talked about earlier is that we have the attention span of a gnat. So if it's, you know, 17 paragraphs of, you know, 8-point font, chances are you're not going to ever get somebody to read all the way to the bottom. And then, so how are you feeling now about videos and images and all the other things that go along with it? I mean, I've been on your website and your website's filled with images and lots of things, but they're all, every image you have is a link.
Almost all of them, not yeah. All of them. No, but okay. So to answer your question, I think, remember, everybody learns differently. So some people want to read headlines. Some people want to, you know, read the content. I mean, like, when was the last time? Let's talk about a newspaper. The newspaper on the front page has basically a headline, a short excerpt, and it tells you where to go for the rest of it. Well, think of your website like that. For those that want to read more, sure, if you want to have 2,000 words on a page, have 2,000 words on a page. But make sure you get to the main point of that page, whatever it is, a blog or whatever, near the top, explain, get to the point quickly, but then explain more in depth for those that want to learn. Now, same thing, you don't want to use 8-point font on any website ever, 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 ever. As we get older, we've discussed that, haven't we, Scott? That, you know, our vision is
Stop meddling. I am a young spring chicken.
Yes. Me too. Yes. So we want to have, that was what I was saying earlier about the pretty part. You want to make it skimmable. You want to make it easy to read. Again, it's easier for the consumer. You want to have those headlines that separate the content. White space is okay. But again, people learn with pictures. So throughout that content, that blog or that page, you want to have a couple of images that kind of help tie that point together. And then back to your videos. Videos are great because some people actually like to watch videos. I personally am not a video watcher because I can skim really, really fast, get to the point, and then I move on. Where with a video, then you kind of have to fast forward and skip through. And then it's like, what were they talking about? You miss the point. But some people, they're just going to sit and watch videos all day long. I'm not that person. But I'm not my target market necessarily. So first of all, figure out what your target market is and what those people like, and then feel free to use both of those formats. So if you're going to have a video explaining how to do something because maybe it needs it, or because some people might want to watch what you're saying versus reading it, have that opportunity. couple things. Make sure that it's not going to weigh down your website either. So usually post those videos on YouTube or wherever else and use that embed code to put on your website. Images, make sure your images aren't the huge images that we're getting off of our really nice cameras or our phones where they're super large in size that they're going to slow down their website. So make sure you optimize those as well. And then content, of course, Google can't really read images and it can't read video. So you have to have that content on your website for Google and any other search engine to be able to read it. So hopefully that answers your question.
They're no, it good. Does. It does. I had a video expert on my show a few weeks ago, and he said he loves videos because obviously that's how he makes a living. But he tells people on a website, whatever you put on a video, always make sure that you have your subtitles turned on, if at all possible, because a lot of people, I did not know this, but a lot of people actually consume the video without the sound on. So they're watching it on without headphones, or they're watching it in an environment where they can't play the sound. If they don't have their headphones, they can't play it out into the room, right? It's just, you can't play it. So he said, sometimes the video, if you put the subtitles on, it'll you at least get the word out as they play the video. And then secondly, have a transcript of the video somewhere on your website so that they can also read it if they want to. And I thought that was really good information. I mean, I think that they don't have to go hand in hand. You don't have to have the video and then right below it have the printed word, but somewhere else on the website, if you want more information, you click here and you have the content of the video in a printed word that you can read too. I thought that was pretty interesting.
As an SEO person, I love his suggestions, you know, having for every video, at least if you're not going to have a word for word transcript, you know, at least have a, you know, this is what it was about. If you want to listen more, go ahead and listen to the whole thing. But hey, this is what it's basically about. And then when I watch my videos, sometimes it's while I'm doing something else, or it might be, like you said, in a place that, you know, you're being respectful of other people's time and not listening it out loud so the world can hear you. So you're going to read those. And hey, by the way, make sure that you check that transcript or those subtitles to make sure that there's no typos and it's actually saying your business correctly, because some people use tools that transcribe those and they don't always match word for word.
And that brings me to another question. How do you feel about typos? And I don't mean typos that are unintentional. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, we had a lady on that was a few months ago that talked about intentionally buying the URLs that are the typical misspellings of, I was trying to remember exactly, but there was something around it, the typical misspelling. And she also said there was a thing with Google. If you intentionally misspell the word, then it also helps. I mean, is that another urban legend? I mean, like if you have an intentional misspelled word in a headline or something, that Google flags it and says, oh, what's going on here or something?
I don't know about intentionally flagging Google. I also, typos bother me. So if I've seen a typo on a domain or domain name, URL, same thing, or in a heading or something, I'm actually, this is how I think, I'm going to think that they didn't spend the time to proofread their content. And if it's a friend or somebody I know, I'd say, hey, you got a typo on your page. I know you want to fix it. And they appreciate that, but I wouldn't do it to somebody I don't know. But as far as keywords, know that Google's smart enough. I mean, so I told you earlier, if you're putting in marketer, they're going to show you keywords for marketing. When I do ads on Google paid, they're also pulling up typo for the same term. So if somebody spells, you know, architecture wrong, because I'm doing an ad for an architecture firm and they spell it wrong, or a lawyer and they spell it wrong, they're still going to pull up those ads because Google knows this, it's, you know, knows the spelling and it pulls up similar versions, unless you say, I strictly want to use, and that's those brackets, this word only, and this exact phrase. So I wouldn't necessarily suggest going out and buying or using typos intentionally to try to get Google to flag you, because quite honestly, remember, Google listens to the consumer response, and the consumer response might be, they got all these typos on their page. And I don't know that I really want to work for a company would you hire a lawyer that spells a whole bunch of words incorrectly on their website?
Exactly. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, that makes perfect sense. Okay. Well, excellent. All right. So then let's talk a little bit about how our listeners engage with you. So we have touched on, I mean, you've just left us some great information. I mean, first of all, thank you so very much. If you're just joining us right now, my guest today is Kristen Day. She is the CEO, founder, author, publisher, fantastic person all around in business, small business, medium business, entrepreneurship, how to get, you know, seen and how to be seen and how to actually, you know, have a better engagement with your prospect and your client base. And she is the CEO and founder of a company called avisualbusiness.com. Her website, I encourage you to go. I've always wanted to know how to surf, so I'm definitely going there. no pun intended. avisualbusiness.com. Kristen Day is my guest today. So how do our listeners then engage with a visual business? How do we, you know, what are the things that we need to look at? So if you know, give us a list of three or four things or five things that if these things are in your mind, these are the reasons to get engaged with us today, right now. Pick up your mouse or go to your laptop or your phone and put in avisualbusiness.com if you need or if you want help in, and then fill in the areas that you want us to come and talk to you.
Awesome. So the easiest way is go to the letter A, visualbusiness.com. I know it's going to be in the show notes as well. It has my contact. There's a contact button on the upper right-hand corner of my website. So you can fill out the contact form about anything specifically SEO, paid ads, pay-per-click, website development, or maybe a consulting like, hey, I need an hour of your time. Let's go over my website and what things can I do to improve it. I also have a plethora of blogs. So if you click on that upper right-hand corner, the blog button, and you want to learn something to do it yourself, there's that. I also have a free ebook. It's called Insanely Easy SEO Tips You Can Do Right Now, and it is free. And then it gets you on my email list and we can keep in touch with how, you know, how I can help you or, you know, what questions you may have. But it's some really easy step-by-step ways to do some SEO on your own website for yourself. And then there's a couple of paid versions. There's talking about the SEO title and the meta description. We were talking about that earlier. And then a quick and easy how to install Google Analytics on your website. So it's a Google Analytics 101. So I know all three of those links for those ebooks are going to be in the show notes. So make sure that you check those out. And if you have any questions, hit that contact me button. I also, all of my social media, if you click over on my blog or any internal page on my website, it has all my social media channels and you can reach out and connect me there and let's chat.
That's fantastic. So if you're a small business owner, if you're thinking about starting a small business, if you're a medium-sized business owner, if you're in that position right now where you're looking at growth, you're looking at the next stage of your company, whether you're just starting up and you're just getting started on this new venture that we call entrepreneurship, or you're actually kind of in that growth mode. And I know that times have been trying right now. There's all kinds of things going on that are being pushed down around you. But if you have got, you know, that desire to grow your business, to take this to the next level, to actually step out and be an entrepreneur, it is worth every single second of your time and money to get engaged with Kristen Day and her team, because you want to spend that money for at least a consultation to talk about the planning. Because I think we both know from the Marine Corps experience that both of us have in the military that the Marines like to say that a good plan executed today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow. So at least start the planning process, understand where you want to go, try and visualize the goal, and then work out the path to get there with Kristen and her team. So I'm so excited. So go to avisualbusiness, the letter A, visualbusiness.com. There's just a ton of information there. And everything that we've talked about today has just been, you know, just part of Kristen wanting to give back to the small business owners to help them grow, because you're the backbone. You're the lifeblood of this country. You're the people out there that are going to employ one or two or three people. It's not going to be the giant Fortune 100 corporations that are going to turn this country around and save us and put us back into prosperity. This is we can't rely on Amazon, because I think at the end of the day, I don't think Amazon's going to care about us as much as, you know, my neighbor down the road. When I was a kid, you had a butcher and you had a baker, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. You would go to a butcher shop and buy your meat, and you would go to a bakery and you would buy your bread and your, you know, those types of, before the invention of the IGA, the giant grocery store, you know, where you would get it all at once. So try and buy local, try and support our local businesses. And that's exactly what Kristen does every day. I thank you so much for being a guest here today. Thanks for sharing all this great information. And thanks for giving us a free ebook. I'm signing up right now. I'm on the website right now, putting my information in. I can't hardly wait.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it. And I look forward to helping out your listeners.
Well, thank you so much. I say it every week. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't do what I do here at Mind Your Own Business without you, the listeners. It is exactly the thing that we are striving for, is to help you guys be better at what you do every single day. We don't care if you're, you know, what industry you're in. If you are out there every day trying to make a difference. Chris and I have talked about this. The definition of an entrepreneur is that person who will work 80 hours for the same amount of money that you could get working for somebody else for 40 hours, because you have that passion, that dream, that desire to be in control of your own destiny and to forge your own path. You know that the investment that you're making now is in, you're investing in yourself and your family rather than investing in, you know, the big giant corporations that we've talked about. So if you are out there making that leap, or if you're thinking about making that leap, that's what this show is all about for you. We try and bring you the best experts and the best success stories that we can every single week. And the company that I have to thank more than any, of course, you can find me on all of the places we talk about, wherever you get your podcast, but InspiredNewsRadio.com. It's a great team. It's a female-owned business. It's run by a whole bunch of wonderful ladies that do a fantastic job. It's a place where positive programs are delivered to the world that are designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. It's all about just helping, you know, small to medium-sized businesses of all different kinds. And it's a platform that's been around for a few years, and it's my host. It's where I put my show up every single week, InspiredNewsRadio.com. I encourage you to go there. Now, if you love my show, and if you don't like my show, if you're listening and you want to subscribe, well, however, you can give us all your feedback there. You can go to Inspired News Radio. But wherever you get your podcasts, we're on all the same platforms as everybody else. We're part of the, you know, millions and millions of podcasts on Apple and Google and Spotify and all those places. All you have to do is type in Mind Your Own Business and you'll find me. You'll see my, you know, my ugly mug there and a picture of me and Mind Your Own Business, and you'll see me there. Wherever you get your podcasts, just scroll down to the bottom of the page, hit that like, that review button, you know, share it, you know, subscribe so that people, you know, you'll know when the new episode comes out. Any of those, just show me the love that you're actually listening. I really appreciate it, each and every one of you out there. And then if you want to find us on social media, of course, you can find a visual business anywhere. She's out there everywhere too. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all the places that that you want to find a visual business, Kristen is there. And all the same for me. You can find me at Sales with Sully on all the big ones, you know, Twitter, LinkedIn. You know, I usually go by Scott Sullivan on LinkedIn because they don't like me using my moniker. But at Sales with Sully on Instagram and Facebook and all those other places you can find me. We'd love to engage with the audience. So we'd love that you are listening. Please keep those cards and letters coming, as they say. And I say it every week, and I sign off my show the same way I have for years and years and years. And that is, mind your own business, because nobody else is going to. Have a great week, guys. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.